Originally recorded on the 15th of September 2022. This recording was under D-notice until now. Not.
I'm still Mike Peters.
I'm still Dan Morfitt.
And this is still
is top
content.
It does say a lot when the best speech comes from a French president who also has a sideline in making football shirts.
That was amazing because I actually read that speech in full on Friday morning because I thought that's my job. So I thought I'm not going to pass my own opinions because nobody really cares and I don't really have the gravitas or you know, understanding of these situations to proffer them. So I thought, do you know what I'll do? I will just read out what other people have said. And I picked a couple of things and that was one I picked out and I read it with as much sort of sincerity as I could possibly muster. And I thought it was a beautiful, beautiful statement.
Far
more erudite than a lot of other people in this country. You are beloved from Chicken Kiev to Clark Carlisle, that type of thing.
Oh, Liz Truss. Honestly, it's amazing how you can distill the mood of a nation and still fuck it up. But I suppose that's what Tory politics is all about. For the few, not the many, to paraphrase old Jezza.
Yes. Well, I did watch, you said about the stuff that we watched or didn't watch as the case may be, I did watch the Accession Council meeting on Saturday morning because that was just amazing sort of collection of people.
Was that before or after the Style Council? Because I love a bit of a weller.
Oh, it's got to be after the Style Council. Style Council, amazing. So I watched that with... and I was like, the people on there that I genuinely thought weren't with us anymore. I thought, oh my God, Simin Campbell's still going. There he is, looking quite spry. And then there were people I wish weren't with us anymore. Desmond Swain, he was on it. I was like, how's he on the Privy Council? He only deserves to be on the Privy.
Was Cherie there? Because she's still QC?
KC now, please, come on.
Okay.
Yes.
Stadium in Hull?
Yeah, it's going to be Cherie, Blair, KCOM.
And it's King's Council and the Sunshine Band.
Yeah.
Of course.
Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest.
Oh, said, God,
said,
so
Penny,
good
said Penny Mordaunt.
Him. Yeah. So good hearing him. Penny Mordaunt, former contestants of ITV Splash, announcing the brand new king. Oh my God! What a world!
It is quite a moment in British. Only Britain could have that. Well, I mean, because you think about it, in terms of reality TV shows, she's ended up reading that out, and then we've ended up with basically reality show host in America ended up as president. So. You know, it's small potatoes.
And we've got a woman obsessed with pork markets now in number 10.
Pork markets.
Pork market.
It baffles me. Baffles me.
Held up by far-right think tanks and dark money. Well done, you fucking thunder cunts. The abortion laws are going to change in the UK soon. They're not going to. They're going to.
Well, the other
Welcome
laws that,
to
of course,
your new hell.
The other laws that, of course, have changed are the ones where you now can't say anything, you know, in this period of national mourning against the monarchy. So
I can't speak.
No. Well, because there
was a bloke. Yeah, I mean, some of the stories I've heard, I'm just thinking, there's a bloke that apparently was arrested for carrying a box of eggs.
Yeah, but the Great British Bake Off started on Tuesday, so
yeah.
You got to balance
that's
that.
That's
and by
an alibi,
the way,
isn't it? Yeah.
By the way, Will deserved to go. I can bake better than Will. I don't care about spoilers. He was a shit who couldn't bake to save his shit life.
You're not going to be able to use any of this video, by the way, because look at this.
I know.
It's that sunny here today. You can't.
You look like you're in a tin of Heinz mushroom soup. And if anybody wants to send that to New Jersey, I'd be very, very grateful. Yeah, it's all a bit. Our friends Larry and Paul have done a fantastic sketch about
the Metropolitan
Police.
You could have just ended it there
because
they do a lot of fantastic sketches.
The idea that the British police, now police by consent, has gone. We know who they work for now. They work for the Tories and they work for the Crown, and you are nothing to them. Go and watch Larry and Paul's fantastic sketch about, but they basically receive a phone call saying there's a paedophile on the loose. You know where he is. He's around 17 paces behind a coffin. Yeah, the fact that these people have been arrested, the fact that David Davis, MP, has written to Police Scotland and said, I think you're going a little bit too harsh on the guy that you arrested. That's saying something. The fact that somebody was arrested yesterday in London, I think in Parliament Square, next to the palace. Your green screen's gone now.
It's gone completely, isn't it? You can't see me. It's ridiculous. No. There's absolutely nothing I can
this
do about
looks
it.
Like absolute amateur hour.
There's absolutely nothing I can do about it. It's that lovely here today. It's beautiful.
Someone got arrested for holding a blank piece of paper.
Oh, yes.
But this is copying what people have been doing in Moscow against Putin. That people are walking around with blank pieces of paper so then people can Photoshop them on social media. But even that is an arrestable offence. And it's like, I've spoken to quite a few people back in the UK, some mutual friends of ours and not. And I'm quite cynical. You're thankfully less cynical. But I have felt, and one of the reasons why we're living over here, there's something brewing in the UK. And I've spoken to people who are quite mild-mannered, and they say, something's going to happen. It feels as if we're building up to something. The Metropolitan Police are killing black guys for fun this summer. It's like the Hunger Games, but Metropolitan Police against unarmed black guys.
Well, at least they're killing black guys now, not, you know, one of their own killing women.
It's... People feel that there's such a divide now in the UK. Brexit obviously started it. Boris continued it. And now, to paraphrase somebody brilliant on Twitter, whose name I can't remember, they said, I can't believe I've got a pint of milk in my fridge that has outlasted a prime minister and a monarch in the same week.
Yeah.
For everything to flip so crazily. And what you're seeing on television now, not just in the UK, but around the world, is something that media outlets have been ready for a very, very long time.
Yeah.
And this is not news anymore. This is just story management. The content they've known about for years, they've known about all the processions. To go back to what Joe Moore said on the 11th of September, 2001, today is a good day to bury bad news. They've had a week to do this now. They've had a week just to come out with lots and lots of crap that you'll never know about because the news media have dropped the ball completely. There is no other news apart from the Queen at the moment. It's not news if we know what's happening. It's not news if we're following a preset route from Scotland through Northern Ireland down through England into Westminster. That's not news. That's planned. But you haven't heard that, say, the absolute don of interviewing technique, Mavis Nicholson, died last week as well. Mm. Jean-Luc Godard died. The jazz pianist Ramsey Lewis has died. You don't find out about any of these things.
Well, I heard about Harry Landis dying.
Harry Landis dying.
Mr.
From,
Morris.
Friday Night Dinner.
Yeah. Punk rock.
But people were more worried about what Liverpool fans were going to do on Saturday than...
If the Liverpool fans boo the minute silence, then we're going to have to do something about hooliganism.
It's like... Not to...
Booing the national anthem is not hooliganism.
No,
you can argue it's disrespectful. You can argue it is inappropriate, but you can just... It's a sign of protest as well.
But what has... And I know you're the blue side of Liverpool, but what has the Crown done to the benefit of most Liverpool fans? Absolutely shit all. Ultimately, the Crown is the prosecutor. What have they done regarding Hillsborough? Nothing. Why should the people of the Spinian Cop have reverence for a monarch? They shouldn't. They don't have
Spy and Cop. Let's just be accurate about this.
Spy and Cop.
Spy and Cop.
Why? And the people shouldn't be going, oh, we have to have reverence. And or the best phrase is, this is not the time. When is the time? When is the time? If not now, when? Do we do it Tuesday? Do we package it all up for Tuesday and then go health weather?
No, because we're still in the days of royal mourning, of course. That lasts another week, I think, isn't it? That's still a week after the Queen's funeral.
It's sad that we have to reiterate this, but it's sad a 96-year-old woman died. It's sad. Although I would blame Daniel Craig for making her jump out of a helicopter. She was never the same since.
Well, we don't know what was in that marmot. I'm trying to sort of stop this. I'm trying to sort this bloody thing out.
Give up. Most of the light is shining off your head anyway.
Yeah, it is. That's true. But we don't know what was in the marmalade sandwich that Paddington brought her, do we?
No, and that Ben Whishaw, oh my God, a homosexual Paddington.
Classic misdirection. He sends out the tweet, or the Paddington Bear account sends out the tweet that, you know, that seems to capture the mood of the nation, a million plus likes on Twitter, couple of hundred thousand retweets. I'm thinking, but is this all classical misdirection? Is this hiding in plain sight? Did he kill her?
Maybe it was Hugh Grant from prison.
Yes. Could be.
Yeah, it's so. Yeah, we're now in the what was this age called now? Is it
Elizabethan?
It's the Carlian age, isn't it? Is it Carlian age?
Carling. I'm not drinking that piss.
No.
Ugh. No. I'm drinking.
Although Carling Premier was a lovely pint.
Yeah,
it's all a bit. I think Putin might have been in on it, because we've got a bit of a King Ralph situation on Monday, where all the world's leaders and the royal family and all the royal families of Europe are going to be in one fucking place.
And apparently they all have to travel by bus, which is fantastic. It's just immense that. They all get on the megabus for £1. They all land at Luton, get on the megabus. You know,
London Luton.
Yeah, that's it. London Luton. Yeah, funny. And then they've all got to travel together. So we've got, you know, we'll have Joe Biden, Imran.
I know Joe
Khan.
Biden's in the beast. Joe Biden is in the beast. The beast is allowed. Yeah,
the beast is allowed because it's Joe Biden.
The beast, by the way, is a
mobility scooter.
The beast, by the way, is a very, very heavily armored limousine, and not what the Americans call Prince Andrew. Although they'd be justified in calling him that.
the beast. Yeah, I was asked to work on the radio on Monday afternoon. I went, no, I don't want to do it. No, I'd rather do something else, to be honest. I'd rather spend time with the family. And what am I going to do? You know, just sit there and can't do anything. You know, I thought we're just going to sit there and wallow for 5 or 6 hours. I've done plenty of that and fine. And it was, you know, a good test as a presenter. And, you know, I was happy to do it and strike, you know, the great move. But it's sort of like, I don't want to do any more of that now. I've done that for 14 hours over the last weekend. And it was draining.
I feel sorry for countless UK radio stations that have had to suspend the cash machine for the last few weeks.
Yeah.
You're winning £7,000 and a national day of mourning. Congratulations, here's Dua Lipa.
That did sound a bit like Mike Toulon, I have to say, that impression. That was.
Congratulations, you've won £7,000 and here's Dua Lipa. Oh, thank God you can't see that. This is a podcast.
Yeah.
On happier news,
let's please your
lad is now, what, 3 months old?
He's 2 months. He was 2 months old on Tuesday, so it's 9 weeks. 9 weeks and two, 9 weeks and a day as we record this.
That means he's just 11 years and 2 months before Prince Andrew can take him out on the pole.
This morning I went to. I thought I knew quite a lot about music, and I knew a lot of songs. And I had to put that to the test in terms of putting together, you know, Obit playlists for the shows that I've done over the last week. But there's a lot of songs I don't know.
Is it mainly by The Wiggles?
No, there's one that we did this morning, because I went to a messy play class with him on Tuesday. Me and Becky went to a messy play class with him because
That's different from a dirty protest, isn't it?
Yeah, we've got a friend of, well, he can't really do much because they have, like, you know, things with lentils and, you know, it's chocolate, Cocoa Pops and things like that. And we couldn't really do that much with him because obviously he's really small. Well, he's not small. He's very long. He's 12 pounds 4 ounces. He's a big lad. I'm pretty sure he's going to be a goalkeeper. He's got a massive arm span. And so we went to this class on Tuesday morning. And then we went to another one this morning, which was sing-along. So 45 minutes of sing-along hits. There's some classic ones. The first song we sang was to the tune of Nice One Cyril by the Cockerel Chorus. If you know that one. Nice one, Cyril. Nice one, Sam. Nice one, Cyril. Let's have another one. It was to the tune of that, but it was obviously...
The disgraced MP for Rochdale.
No. Cyril Knowles, this was. Cyril Knowles. Oh, thank God for that. The former Tottenham right back. God rest him. No. And then there was another one.
Isn't he Mick Knowles' dad?
Might be.
And therefore Beyonce's.
You could be. And then there was another one, which was... we sang the Grand Old Duke of York, and it took all my strength not to sing something incredibly inappropriate. There's a lot of songs in there that I don't... And actually, the other morning, they were singing this goodbye song, and they were singing a couple of songs at this man. And one of the mums actually looked at me and went, this is all... You're going to have to learn these. I'm like... Yeah, I'm sort of stood there looking completely bewildered. I mean, so, because what I've been singing to him to settle him when he's been a bit grisly is, of course, I break out all the classic TV hits, starting with My Lovely Horse, which then I segue seamlessly into the opening theme music of Only Fools and Horses.
Oh, the John Sullivan version, not the...
The Ronnie Haslehurst version doesn't got any music. And then, of course, then I do the Only Fools and Horses outro. We've got some half price crack dice and Miles Carpenters, etc. And then move into... I've stopped the Family Guy because I don't think that's appropriate.
No. Neighbours,
then it's into Everton songs. I haven't done Neighbours, actually.
Oh, come on. Because then you can do Angry Anderson, Stephen Dennis.
Yeah.
Jason, Kylie.
I might add Neighbours to the repertoire. I'm thinking, I'm trying to educate him. And then what do we... I've sung a bit of Rabbit to him by Chaz and Dave.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah. These all seem to have gone down quite well.
Well, because your stepkids love a bit of Chaz and Dave.
They do,
How are they getting on with their new little sibling? Is it love at first sight?
Yes, they love him. They love him. They absolutely adore him. And they have been fantastic, particularly Olivia, the youngest one. She turned 9 on Sunday. And she has been unbelievable with him. She is incredibly patient. And they've been superstars. Absolute superstars. So he's been great. We've had him. He's watched a couple of Everton matches with me. The day after he was born, I had him watching because of course he was born in the middle of Lancashire playing Somerset over at Southport. So we were watching Keaton Jennings hit a triple century on the day he was born. I know he was born on the day that Keaton Jennings hit his triple century. On the Thursday, we got him home and watched a bit of the cricket as Lancashire tried to push for victory, which they couldn't quite manage. But he's loving life. He's loving life. Grizzles
and importantly,
a bit of an evening.
Have you got all of his social media sorted? So you've got his Instagram tag, you've got his Twitter tag, you've got his Facebook account, you've got his Gmail.
No,
sorted.
But we haven't done any of that yet because we're not doing any of that. We've tried to, where possible, not put. We've sent a lot of. Obviously, we take loads of photos. We send them to family on WhatsApp and stuff. But we're generally not trying to be those people that stick dozens and hundreds of photos of their children on Facebook.
And lastly, but by no means least, how's Mum? Is she all right?
She is now,
not your mum, Becky.
Not my mum. No, it's been difficult. I won't lie. It's been extremely testing. For her, but her particularly, and then consequently for me as well. And, you know, lack of sleep, recovering from major surgery, let's be honest, because it was an emergency section.
Oh, was it? Sunroof?
Yeah, it was. It was all of that. So it was all very... I get a phone call.
And you wanted a water birth in the hot tub.
She wanted a water birth. The hot tub is now empty, by the way. I've emptied it this morning. I'm going to put that away. Well, the hot tub was actually a bit of a solace for me because she went into hospital on the Monday night, on the Monday, and we thought that he was going to be, because he was a week early, so we thought that they weren't going to do anything because he was transverse, he wasn't in the right position, that they weren't going to try and manipulate him till the following week, i.e. basically the day before he was due. And then so on the Monday night, I got him into hospital, got home about 10:30. I was absolutely knackered, but completely wired. So
totally wired.
So I got in the hot tub.
People have been missing the fall.
Yeah. So I got in the hot tub for about three quarters of an hour, sat and had a beer and just chilled out for a bit. Went to bed.
Can I just remind you, never masturbate in a hot tub.
Yes.
The filters cannot deal with it.
Right, okay, thank you for that tip. We've never done that and never will. But there we go. Thank you for the tip anyway. Appreciate
it. You've had sex in a hot tub.
First-hand knowledge. What?
You've had sex in that hot tub.
Yeah, well, that's another story though, isn't it? And that doesn't necessarily mean that...
So why is why Jude's here?
Not in a hot tub. He wasn't conceived in a hot tub. Anyway, so I sat in the hot tub. And then the following day, I went to Southport and said, "Yeah, don't worry, it's all fine. I'll be here for. There's no worries about me not being here." And then went home that night. Went to see her in hospital. Went home. Went to bed about midnight. The phone rings at 4:06 the next morning. "You need to get in here. They're going to do a section." To which my response was, "Oh, shit." So I jump out of bed, jump in the shower, leg it to the hospital. On the way to the hospital, I take a picture of my scorecard that I do my own scorecards for the cricket, send it to my mate Graham, who's the Everton announcer, who was my contingency for this, and said, "Right, mate, you're up. I've got to go in. He's coming to, they're going to, you know." And he went, "I can't go in. I've got COVID." Right, okay. I go in and I was fine because you don't have time to think about it. And I got to the hospital about 20 to 5 in the morning. And they went, "Oh, hello." They went, "Right, just go in there, get your scrubs on because he'll be here in about 20 minutes. Beg pardon? So I get my scrubs, try and find a pair of scrubs that fit, go in, and within half an hour, there he was at 5:16 in the morning. And that was it. So when a love affair was born. So there we go. So he's lovely. Absolutely. Unfortunately, he's starting to look more like me, which is a bit of a problem.
No, he'll get hair in the interim. It's fine.
Yeah. But he had hair when he was born. Some of it's fallen out, but it started to. He's got a bit of a Bobby Charlton going on, very much around the back.
Well, it follows the mother's side, doesn't it? So you're fine.
Oh well, he's all right then. But no, he's been. Yeah, it's been. He's had a bit of colic, which has made the evenings a bit lively. Although he's generally sleeping's not too bad. Mum sleeping not great, obviously as a result because she's feeding him and things like that. So it's been difficult, but we're now coming out the other side of.
And does he already have his first Everton shirt?
Oh yes, he's got two.
Oh, that's
so he's got. He was bought the last season's baby one with Kazoo on it, and then my brother bought him the Everton 1995 FA Cup final baby grow.
Oh, nice.
So he's got that. That's for when he's a bit old, last 6 to 9 months, although he's already in 3 to 6 months because he's very long baby. Yeah, but he's very vocal. I'm not quite sure. He's very vocal. He makes a lot of Marky Smith kind of noises, really. I mean, I don't know where he's got that from, really, because with me and his mother being such shy and retiring types. I took him to the pub. Where he came to the beer keller in Liverpool with me the other week, where we met an occasional host of this podcast series.
Oh no, yeah, but he's now off on Radio 1.
Yeah,
and
Radio 1.
Absolute Vodka.
Email French Fry, yeah.
And he's doing Premier League. He's doing Premier League. Premier League.
So TV. Him. Yeah, so he's been the pub. We've taken him to an Indian restaurant twice.
But not for a succulent Chinese meal?
Not for a succulent Chinese meal. Oh, hang on. Has he been for a Chinese with us? No.
All you can eat buffets back? Because I know Buffet Island in Birmingham isn't.
No. He's been sampling all of life. Because he's at that age where you can actually take him places. And so, I mean, you know, and sometimes he will sleep through it.
Yeah.
Sometimes he will not. He had his jabs yesterday, which is a bit unpleasant. So he slept for most of yesterday. But he's been all right this morning. We say we've been singing songs and stuff with him this morning. So I'm learning a whole new repertoire of songs. And the big news really is the fact that Bar Bar Black Sheep, you are still allowed to sing it. So that's the key thing.
When you want him to sleep, please don't drug him. Because the last time an Evertonian did that, didn't end up well.
You have to explain that one.
Marty McCann.
Oh. No, he does sleep. He is quite good with his sleeping, to be fair. So,
So we've gone from the cuteness now. Congratulations, welcome to the world.
Yes.
He's got many brothers and sisters, many cousins. Does he go to sleep in a car seat in an Audi?
Yes, he does. Not, I don't have my Audi. Still, I still don't have it.
It's September.
Yeah, do you remember? So what
happened?
Oh,
God, it is.
Yeah, it is. So it actually should be coming back tomorrow. Now, tomorrow is the...
As we record this.
What?
It's not coming tomorrow.
Well,
it's not coming tomorrow.
No, it isn't.
The
tomorrow.
Audi is a figment of your imagination. You have handed over cash to nothing. You've handed over cash to something that doesn't exist.
It's a working vehicle.
It's
Schrodinger's Audi at this point. It simultaneously does not exist. Because what happened was...
We're into the quantum theory of Q7s. It's a fabrication.
I'll very briefly pick this up. So what happened was it went to, I insisted when it had broken down, I think back in
the end of June.
Went to ISIS. So when it broke down in June, that it was thoroughly checked by an Audi mechanic before it came back to me. Now they went to the Audi mechanic, they checked it and they said it's got this problem. To which I said that all of that was caused by you lot. As in the garage that I bought it from when they've tried to do works to it. Then I said to them, right, well, when am I going to get it back? Thinking they're going to say, oh, it's a week. And they went to me. Now, this was the back end of July. They said to me, it's going to be the end of August now. I went, what? Why? And they said, well, because of holidays and this and that and da-da-da-da. And I rang them up and I had a lengthy conversation with them where they told me that the reason was because basically they couldn't have... And it sort of made sense because they said, well, you know, there's only certain ramps in our garage that we can go put this car on because it's massive. Therefore, we're going to have to wait till that ramp is free, which it isn't at the minute. Right, okay. And then there's only one mechanic that we trust to do anything with it. Right, okay, and he's on... No, fine.
So the gestation and birth of your child has taken less stress than this.
Yes, this is where we are now. So I said to them, right, I want more compensation from you. Not only did they not say no, they didn't even entertain the notion of me asking for that. So I spoke and said to them, right, you're going to have to... Because this is now costing me more and more money every week. You know, this car will do 100 miles less to a tank than that one will. That's costing me cash. And I've had that car since, this bigger Q7 since June. You know, I've now had it for 11 or 12 weeks now. Prior to that, I had that bloody shitty Subaru thing.
Yeah, it's at least 1,500 quid.
Yeah. So 10 days went by after I'd spoken to them on the phone and I said, right, you haven't even answered the question. Can I? The head of the business, the bloke in charge of the business, the owner of the business, will not speak to me. I said, I've emailed them and said, what is going on here? And they said, if you don't tell me by the end of close of business tomorrow, I am going to seek legal recourse. I've spoken to Trading Standards. I said, that's my next port of call. And the response I got was, I'm sorry, I've not been able to respond to your request. I thought, that's not an answer. That's not a response. That's doublespeak I'm saying this because I have to because you're going to sue us. So actually where I'm at now is that tomorrow, and it's amazing. Now this is where Jude has saved the day because obviously baby's got a lot of attention when you're out. Our neighbours around the corner, obviously we were going out for breakfast in the morning and they said hello and he asked me about the car because he himself owns now not one but two Audis, as do we. Because we bought Becky a new car because her car died and it was going to cost too much once its MOT had failed to get a new one. So she's now got a Q5, which is lovely, actually. Lovely to drive. He said to me, and I told him what happened. He went, right. He said, I used to work in civil litigation. I will come round to the house on Friday and we'll sort this out and we'll write you a letter. All the da-da-da-da-da-da. He said, and you can send that to them. He said, and then... we'll go from there. So I was like, right, without that conversation with Jude there, asking, this would not have happened. So that's where we're at.
Lest we forget, Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, she was so caught up in all of this that I think it's what finally sent her on her way to Valhalla. I think the Q7 is what did her in the end. So
she didn't even bother to lend me one of her many Range Rovers.
No,
sadly.
And she could have lent you 12 million quid, but that had to go somewhere else.
I don't need 12 million quid. I'd just like my car back and some compensation, please. That's what I'd like. There's a wedding to pay for, so you know that's got to go into that as well.
I think Miss Guffrey has probably said the same thing.
Yes, quite. Well, so that's where it's at.
That's where we are now.
That's where we are now. Yeah, the hot tub's worked fine.
Yeah.
The hot tub has been without incident. Yeah.
Mike's pavilion is effed.
No, it's fine. Well, actually, I need to sort the one of the doors has dropped.
Need to. Oh god.
The doors has dropped. That's what it is. So I need to just get the Allen key to raise it a little bit. You raise me up. It's all right. It wouldn't be so bad if we weren't recording at this time of the day. If we were recording a bit early, we'd be okay.
Don't blame me. I've been at the gym this morning.
Oh, gym update, is it? I've not been anywhere near one for months.
I'm doing CrossFit, but I don't like to talk about it.
You don't like to talk about it?
No. Oh, hang on. And I might be going vegan, but I won't talk about it.
Really? Hang on. That fixed it. Oh!
So, for f***ing sake, you absolute f***ing melt.
No, it was the sun coming through, so I've now managed to move it just down the side of one of my vinyl racks that you hear.
I know I've got a brand new laptop, but why does it look like you're being filmed on Betamax from the 1980s?
Why?
There's a soft, almost porn-esque filter around your face.
Is there?
Yeah, I think you might have gone overboard on the flattening your skin, youngifying you.
Do you know I use this Elixir stuff, and and that's what it is. It gives me a slight orange, like because it's an oil, so it gives me a glow to my skin. Well, it was several hours ago that I used it, so I don't quite know how I look like that now. I'm just looking a bit flush.
You look like Dominic Swain.
Desmond Swain.
Him. Dead.
Yeah.
Dickhead. Not you, him, dickhead.
Dickhead, yeah. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to a brand new episode of Top Contents. You can find a full archive right now at podfollow.com/topcontentspod.
And because we're back with brand new episodes and that, you'll be able to find actual things on our social media pages, which is wonderful, isn't it? Find us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok and Twitter at Top Content Pod.
As ever, Top Contents has been a Top Contents production.
.com